Chapter 7. The future of global finances with AI. The fifth way our finances are already being invaded by AI and is preparing for the mark of the beast system, is with global finances. And this is yet another thing the Antichrist will do in the seven-year tribulation. You see, he doesn't just control all the local and personal finances, he controls all the finances of all the people on the whole planet. Everything. But don't take my word for it. Let's go back to the text we saw in the last chapter.
Revelation 13:11-17. Then I saw another beast, coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf, and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
So again, here we see that the Bible says, there really is coming a day when all the inhabitants of the earth will not only be under the authority of the Antichrist, but even his what? His economy or monetary system, right? You can't buy or sell, you can't do anything with money or finances without his permission. Now, here's my point. Notice the scale on which he was doing this. It wasn't just local finances, or even just the finances of one country. It was what? The whole planet. And that was made clear by the statements there, he made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast. He deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, no one could buy or sell. The context is clearly the whole planet. And so, that's the question, could this really happen? Could one man, i.e. the Antichrist, and his evil religious cohort, the religious false prophet, really control all the finances on the whole planet, what people buy or sell? On that kind of a scale? Yes. And guess what? That too is being put into play right now with AI, artificial intelligence technology. Once again, AI to the rescue just in time for the seven-year tribulation. The first way AI is invading our global finances as well, is it's running the global banks. Now, in the last chapter, we saw AI was making its inroads into finances ever since the 1980s. So much so, that today the whole banking industry around the world is being radically transformed by it and most people have no clue. For instance, the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in the banking industry is not only on the rise, but according to a 2018 North America Banking Operations Survey, 22% of North American banks are already using AI to improve everything from customer service to employee training. And, with every purchase, transfer or deposit, banks and credit unions are gathering intelligence about spending habits, tendencies and frequency of use. In other words, it's a Big Brother nightmare and I'm not the only one to think that. One reporter stated, there is a constant, nagging concern on the part of many consumers wondering, is the data that banks and credit unions have, being used for good? Yeah, I would agree, that is a concern. They know, i.e. the banks, so they're pitching this AI Big Brother system into their financial system, as a modern-day utopia and panacea to fix all our financial and banking problems. Who wouldn't want to go along with it? In fact, here's just a few ways they say AI is going to improve all of our banking experiences.
AI will improve customer service, rather than just having a conversation with a call center on the other side of the world, with who knows what language coming out of their mouths. Now customers will converse with AI chatbots and AI virtual assistants for all their banking needs. In fact, one report predicts that by 2020, chatbots will be responsible for more than 85% of customer interactions in the banking industry alone. And that's why Bank of America recently introduced their AI chatbot called Erica. She's an AI chatbot that can send notifications to customers with their bank balance, make money transfers, suggest ways to save money, pay their bills and even answer crucial questions anywhere, anytime, on any device like this demonstration shows. Narrator, meet Erica, your virtual financial assistant in the Bank of America mobile app here to help you bank. Erica can help you pay your bills anytime, from almost anywhere. Cardholder, Erica, pay $560 to my credit card bill. Erica, your payment has been scheduled. You're all set. Narrator, if your debit card goes missing, Erica has got you covered. Cardholder, I can't find my card.
Friend, that's okay, I have it covered this time.
Cardholder, Erica, can you lock my debit card?
Erica, you're all set, your card is now locked. Narrator, and with Erica you can quickly send money to your friends, no matter where they bank.
Cardholder, Erica, can you send $10 to Pam from checking?
Erica, $10 has been sent to Pam from your checking account. Friend, it's been a while since we've had lunch together. Cardholder, it hasn't been that long. Narrator, need a past transaction, Erica makes it easy.
Cardholder, Erica, when was my last expense at the lime truck? Erica, here's what I found.
Your last transaction at the lime truck was December 15th. Friend, way too long.
Cardholder, Erica, please unlock my debit card, I found it. Erica, no problem, your card is now unlocked and ready to use.
Narrator, meet Erica, your virtual financial assistant.
Just talk, type or tap and we'll help you with the rest.
1.
And these AI chatbots, like Erica, are always on, so even a customer, who wakes up at 3 a.m., can get answers to their questions and assistance with their problems. AI will improve customer spending. These same AI systems for banking institutions can also be used as a financial forecasting tool that tells users when they can actually spend money, based on their income, bank balances, and upcoming obligations. The AI system uses predictive analytics and user feedback to predict future outcomes of their finances.
This helps the user make smart decisions based on their financial picture at the moment. So, when they ask about a particular purchase, can I buy this today?
The AI will give a yes or no answer that will help the user avoid problems like overdrafts, late fees, and end-of-the-month shortfalls. AI will improve customer advertising. AI in banking also has the ability to learn, as well as consume massive amounts of data, and process it all at an accelerated rate. For example, what once took banks 360,000 hours to analyze certain data, now with AI, it does it in seconds. This allows the AI to generate incredibly detailed reports, as well as give faster process delivery and more targeted marketing. For instance, this AI system will allow banks to discover that a customer has been traveling frequently to Europe on business and is spending generously on their credit card. So, now the bank will utilize all this relevant AI information to recommend a new, multi-currency card to the customer. AI will improve customer security. AI banking will provide better security by using fingerprint and voice recognition software along with database information. So, when a customer steps into a bank branch, the AI-enabled facial recognition system will identify the person immediately in just a few seconds. Then, as more and more financial institutions develop voice applications, these AI chatbots will even be able to recognize vocal pitches, inflections, pronunciations, and even accents.
No criminals will escape this system.
AI will decrease customer crimes. By having AI in the banking industry, this will not only help instantly spot money laundering, fraud, and even terrorist activity, but it will do all this simultaneously, continuously, as it screens out vast amounts of data it's holding on customers around the world, including all their transactions, and then it will compare it to other publicly held data to highlight suspicious activity.
This alone will save banks billions of dollars each year.
AI will determine customer lending. AI in banking is a game changer for lenders, by allowing banks to make loan decisions in seconds, rather than months. It will even assess risk scenarios and the spending habits of all applicants, and even looking at alternative sources of data such as payment history, rent, utilities, and analyze tens of thousands of variables from purchase transactions to even how a customer fills out a form. By automating this decision-making process in lending, bankers can reduce their risk of default loans, as well as improve customer experience, by reducing the number of frustrated borrowers who are tired of the long process. AI will collect customer debts. Believe it or not, FICO credit scores already use artificial intelligence to build credit risk models and is already helping creditors collect outstanding debts by generating insights that are much too hard for humans to spot. AI will create savings. According to one study, not only are 70% of all financial services using AI in their services today, but analysts predict that AI will save the banking industry more than $1 trillion by 2030. And they freely admit that this AI system will not only continually monitor and control all your banking experiences, but it will also be monitoring your spending experiences, as well as financial transactions wherever you go! Narrator: We have credit cards, debit cards, a mortgage, rent, it all ties into your overall financial health.
But it isn't easy keeping up with all of it, so you know if you are a healthy spender.
Mercantile Bank in Michigan launched a new chatbot for its customers.
It will answer anything customers ask about their accounts or even spending habits. Would TV.com first explain what this new chatbot is?
Mercantile Bank Rep: It's the ability to access your finances in one place where it is convenient for you. Whether it is a mobile device or a voice-enabled device, you can ask it questions about your spending, your budget, what do I have left in my grocery budget, how much have I spent at Amazon this month?
Those type of questions, making your finances easily accessible from wherever you are.
WoodTV.com: So the key here is this is an app that all the Mercantile Bank customers can get.
But it doesn't just show them what is in their bank account, so to speak.
Mercantile Bank Rep: Right, you have to show the customer the complete financial picture, which means if you have a Chase credit card or some other mortgage somewhere else, wherever you are doing your spending, you need that visibility in your complete financial picture.
And we have the tool to aggregate that all together.
WoodTV.com: Now how does that work? Because it seems sort of complicated if you are thinking that many people have several different accounts to keep track of. Say they have a department store credit card and then they have a car payment, their mortgage, how would you be able to link all of that in?
Is that a pretty complicated process to get it set up?
Mercantile Bank Rep: No, it's very simple. The tool allows you to pick your bank, and by entering your online credentials, that allows the chatbot visibility into what you are spending, what your transactions balances are, wherever that relationship is.
So, let me get this straight. Once I sign up to the AI banking system, it will know all my financial transactions, everything I purchase, no matter where I'm at, all my buying and selling anywhere in the world, and it's to help me control it all. Are you serious? I think it's going to help the Antichrist to control it. Can you say, Mark of the Beast system? Because this is exactly where it's headed. Just in time for the 7-year tribulation. The second way AI is invading our global finances is it's running the global stock markets. You see, banks aren't the only ones using AI to run their whole financial structure and their whole financial system. Believe it or not, the stock market is as well. You know, another area that people do a lot of buying and selling with their finances. Including turning or making a profit so they can have even more money to buy and sell. Now, if you're familiar with how the stock market works, this makes total sense. Think about it. In order to make a profit, you have to constantly analyze data, every day, from a variety of sources, to keep track of what's hot, what's selling, what company to invest in, who's projected to grow, who looks like they're about to tank, so you know when to sell off, and on it goes, right? Tons and tons of variables. In fact, so much so, that as the stock market continues to grow on a global basis, it's just way too much information for any one person or persons to handle. So what will you do? How will you make wise financial decisions in the global stock market? Can you say AI to the rescue? That's right, AI is now starting to run the whole stock market, and most people don't even have a clue. Why? Because AI can do what no human can do. In fact, here's a taste of what AI can do for the stock market.
AI can make trading decisions at speed several orders of magnitudes greater than any human is capable of. AI can make millions of trades in a day without any human intervention. AI can use of natural language processing to read news reports, broker reports, and social media feeds to gauge the sentiment on the companies mentioned and then assign a score. AI can extract information from live news feed to assist with investment decisions as well. AI can process hordes of data on the web and assess correlations between world events and their impact on asset prices. AI can mine data to develop consumer profiles and match them with the wealth management products they'd most likely want. AI can identify risk events to steer clear from investment schemes through deep learning or neural networks. AI can identify financial bubbles through the use of social media data. AI can identify influencers and super forecasters by analyzing Twitter or Bloomberg news feeds. AI can manage trading equity and bond markets in response to news data.
You know what? Why don't you just have it run the whole thing? Well, it looks like they are. AI conquers Wall Street. In 2010, AI trading accounted for 60% to 70% of trading in the US alone. By 2014, this number rose to 75%. By 2017, JP Morgan reported that traditional traders represented only 10% of all the trading volume. And in 2017, Wall Street had its first 100% AI-powered equity trading fund, ETF. In the first week of operations, it went up by 1%, beating the S&P 500 index, and by August 2018 its shares rose by 20%. ETF operates on the premise of IBM Watson, a supercomputer processing and analyzing the news and reports related to 6,000 American companies. Additionally, Watson has continual learning capabilities and examines its own performance. In the case of unprofitable transactions, Watson learns from its mistakes in order to make more accurate decisions in the future. In other words, you can't go wrong if you just let AI run your stock market. In fact, it's no longer just for the big companies either. Now the average Joe, you and I, can use AI ourselves to make all our stock markets decisions too. Look at this, they're called robo-advisors, AI that is, and now they can do all the trading for you. Here's just one example.
Narrator, since their launch just a few years ago, so-called robo-advisors have been entrusted with billions of dollars by many kinds of investors, so, what exactly are robo-advisors? They are sophisticated and use advanced algorithms designed to take strategies developed by human investment advisors and share them with everyone. Robo-advisors take many tedious tasks off the hands of investors.
In the past, if you wanted to build a diversified portfolio of investments geared towards your time frame and sensitivity to risk but didn't want to work with a professional advisor, you had to handle the research, pick the investments, and do all the buying and selling yourself.
Maintaining your portfolio also meant monitoring it regularly to keep everything on track as the markets changed. You also had to decide whether or when to harvest losses to offset taxable gains elsewhere in your portfolio. This took time, not only time to manage the portfolio, but time to develop investment strategies and expertise.
Now robo-advisors can do this for you.
Because they are automated, robo-advisors tend to be cheap and easy to use, making them an attractive option for all kinds of investors, from young people just starting out to more established investors, like retirees looking for help generating income.
And who doesn't want to do that? But, as you can see, it's no longer just for the big corporations. Now, everyone young and old can have AI do all the buying and selling, it even said it in the video, in the stock market. In fact, they go on to say that, the worst human fault in investing is simply greed. Far too many financial advisors make commission-driven decisions, putting their clients into loaded mediocre-performing funds, driving them into high commission. Suffice it to say that AI doesn't have much interest in a golf junket to Scotland for big producers, or in putting clients into whole life insurance products because they pay twice as much commission. Nor will AI embezzle client funds and then take off for Costa Rica. Ha! Huh. Doesn't that sound amazing? Who wouldn't want this? It even gets rid of greedy human investors ripping people off. Now, if you don't think this will catch on, it already has, everywhere. So, maybe it's me, but it sure looks like AI is taking over all the buying and selling of the stock market as well as the banking industry. I wonder why. Oh, that's right. That's what's needed on a global basis to institute the Mark of the Beast system, for the Antichrist in the 7-year tribulation, and AI is doing that right now as we speak. Looks like it's time to get motivated. The third way AI is invading our global finances is it's running the global economies. AI will add $15.7 trillion to the world economy by 2030, making it the biggest commercial opportunity in today's fast-changing economy. In other words, AI is going to be a huge part, whether you realize it or not, in our global economic output. In fact, one report stated that AI could lead to a gross GDP growth of around 26% or $22 trillion by 2030. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So, either way, it's poised to have huge global effects on our global economy, not just local or personal economies. But, as we saw before, in our earlier chapters in AI, it will lead to significant disruptions for workers, companies, and economies. That is, it will take over people's jobs in these industries, so how are they going to continue to buy and sell in the global economy? You don't have a job. That's right. Can you say AI to the rescue? Believe it or not, AI is not only going to wipe out a ton of jobs as we saw before with people losing their sources of income, which is what they need to continue to buy and sell, but at the same time, AI is being pitched to be in charge of distributing to everyone a guaranteed income in order to offset the fact that AI will be taking over so many jobs. They're calling it a universal basic income.
Universal basic income will solve the effects of artificial intelligence. 800 million jobs are expected to be lost by 2030 due to automation by AI, which is one-fifth of the global workforce. And according to the World Economic Forum, in 2018, machines are doing 29% of the work.
But by 2022 it will be 42% and will hit 52% by 2025.
Therefore, we need a universal basic income, that is, a fixed amount of income given by governments to all citizens, regardless of whether they are rich or poor, employed or unemployed. This is an idea that is advocated by many in Silicon Valley like Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates. They agree that as the world gets more and more automated, people will lose their jobs and the governments around the world need to give every citizen a guaranteed income. In fact, they say, a universal basic income may be the only solution.
Oh no. What will we do? Everyone's going to lose their jobs due to this AI invasion. How will we have an income? Our only solution is, apparently, a universal basic income. That will save the day. Really? So, let me get this straight. You not only want to use AI to control all my finances, via my banking, stock market investments, and, literally everything I buy and sell and all my purchases, as we saw before, but now you're going to use AI to control all my income coming in that I need in order to keep on buying and selling on a global basis. Does anybody smell a rat here? Because it's called the Mark of the Beast system and it's being pitched as the panacea, as we sit here.
Narrator, universal basic income is pretty much what the name suggests. Income for everyone in the form of a cash transfer, no strings attached. Finland is among a handful of countries experimenting with universal basic income as a way to adjust unemployment in the country. A key feature of the universal basic income is that you can spend the money however you like. The idea of handing out cash to every citizen isn't new. Philosopher Thomas Paine proposed the idea of paying every person, rich or poor, back in 1797. Martin Luther King Jr. fought for a guaranteed income in the 1960s, and even free market champion Milton Friedman endorsed the negative income tax similar to basic income as a way to reduce welfare costs and bureaucracy. So, lately, tech titans in Silicon Valley, like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, are some of the biggest advocates of the new idea. They argue that universal basic income could provide a cushion to an estimated millions of people who could lose their jobs if they are replaced by automation or by robots. Elon Musk, I think there is a pretty good chance that we could end up with a basic income due to automation. I think we have to figure out how we integrate with a world in the future with advanced AI.
Narrator, it is feared robots are already changing the future of work.
Some in Silicon Valley are saying that universal basic income could give workers the opportunity to retrain for today's workforce. Other advocates say a basic income would alleviate poverty and help address the growing income need across the developed world. The idea has support across the political spectrum, from libertarians, which say it would simplify the social welfare state, to socialists who want to redistribute wealth for the lower and middle class. Finland isn't the only country experimenting with universal basic income. Other trials are underway in the Netherlands, Kenya, Canada, and the United States.
Ooh. So, it's gaining popularity everywhere. But come on, there's no way America's going to go along with this. We're too patriotic, individualized, it's the American dream to take care of yourself and be independent of the government, not anymore. Look around. Not only has socialism been on the rise thanks to the secular, wicked, evil school system, but they've also produced a whole new generation of younger people who are not patriotic and cry out for the government to pay for everything. You or me? This entitlement mentality. In fact, some would even say the recent COVID-19 issue was used to prepare the rest of us non-socialists into the idea of a universal basic income.
Narrator, today I want to share with you something that Congress is proposing because there are a few ideas on the floor that look and are very similar to the concept called UBI. If you're not familiar with what that is, it stands for Universal Basic Income. Now the CARES Act has given people a one-time cash payment of up to $1,200. But a lot of people are still waiting for this stimulus check, with most agreeing that it is simply not enough money to keep their life going. In order to keep stimulating, Congress will be voting today, once more, on another bill that proposes an additional $300 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program, so it looks like this one will be passed. And the idea of UBI or Universal Basic Income is not that far-fetched. In fact, right now there are a few plans to add a potential phase 4 of the stimulus package plan, and one of them involves forgiving all rent and mortgage payments. That's right, don't worry about paying your mortgage or your rent, we got this. The whole stimulus narrative is bringing us closer and closer to what seems like the inevitable solution, where every American is going to be entitled to a basic standard form of income regardless of whether or not they have a job. Believe it or not, the Pope himself, Pope Francis, has even called for universal basic income.
Oh, just in time to introduce the Antichrist himself, Mr. False Prophet Wannabe. But, as you guys can see, there's way more going on with this virus than what we thought. Even here in the US, it's the old adage, if you create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. And that outcome is going to lead to a universal basic income even here in the United States. We're getting warmed up to and conditioned to that idea where one guy will control all the income, what we need to buy and sell with, around the world. And of course, these universal payments will be distributed automatically around the globe, which is just too big for humans to handle, so guess what they're relying upon to distribute those payments around the world? That's right, AI. Isn't this wild? This is clearly the mark of the beast system being put into place, right now, on a global basis, with the help of AI and even the Pope, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. The fourth way AI is invading our global finances is it's running the global transactions. You see, there's just one missing piece to this end times puzzle. If you're going to have total full control of all the buying and selling on the whole planet, then you not only need to control all the finances via the banking, stock market, all the products and purchases everyone makes, including their income that they need to buy and sell with, but you also need to control the currency people use to buy and sell with, right? And guess what? AI is doing that as well. In our previous study, on modern technology, we saw that we have already basically converted to a cashless society not just in the US, but around the world. But now, thanks to AI, we have a new digital universal currency that's poised to solve even more of our financial ills. That's right. It's called cryptocurrency, with the most popular one being called Bitcoin, and it uses what's called blockchain technology.
Record every single financial transaction on a global basis anywhere in the world, in a huge giant ledger, that not only records the initial transaction, but even the whole history of that coin and every single transaction it has ever made.
It sounds nuts, but here's a brief explanation of this new digital currency that's about to take over the planet.
Narrator, when we buy or sell things, the payment is usually processed by a bank or credit card company. Problem number one, the companies often take a cut of the transaction. Two, we have to trust these companies to protect our sensitive data from hackers. Three, most international payments take a long time and are expensive.
To solve these problems, we could use a special currency that is secure and based on the science of cryptography, which is a way of protecting information using mathematics. This special type of currency is called a cryptocurrency, and it only exists in computer networks.
When you send someone the special currency, the money goes directly to them, removing the middleman. And, at the same time, the transaction is broadcast to the entire network and recorded in a permanent way, which means it's almost impossible to fool the system. Costs of making payments are lower. Transactions are faster, especially across countries.
And even those people around the globe who don't have bank accounts can buy or sell goods and participate in the global economy. This new technology, or some variation of it, can completely change the way we sell, buy, save, invest, and pay our bills.
And who knows, this could be the next step in the evolution of money.
And that's exactly what it's being pitched for, dare I say, just in time for the 7-year tribulation and the mark of the beast system. But, did you notice what this new electronic digital currency can do? It's the new universal payment system, regardless of country, company, organization, location, ethnic group, anybody can use it and do what? Buy, sell, save, invest, pay bills, you know, all our financial needs on a global basis. And it not only allows people around the globe, who don't currently have a bank account, or could ever get a bank account, to have instant access to the global system to buy or sell in the global economy. But the whole thing is stored on a giant global ledger, including the history of every single transaction of every digital purchase ever made. Again, do you smell that? Yeah, it's called a rat and the mark of the beast system just in time for the 7-year tribulation. That's exactly what this is. And wonder of wonders, guess who's being pitched to run this giant global financial digital cashless system as well? That's right. Can you say AI to the rescue? Again, as you saw, it's just way too big for humans, right? And so that's why they're saying,
artificial intelligence can revolutionize cryptocurrency trading. The integration of cryptocurrency and AI will make the execution of transactions limitless, easier, and much more diversified than ever. It will become a trustworthy network, interdependent and interconnected, paving the way for the future of finance.
In other words, it will control all the buying and selling on the whole planet on a massive scale like never before seen in the history of mankind, until now. Oh, and by the way, an interesting side note, for those of you who may not know, this whole new digital currency payment system was supposedly invented by an anonymous programmer, a guy named Satoshi Nakamoto. He, supposedly, as the story goes, randomly proposed this new system of currency way back in 2008 on the internet, out of the blue. However, some of the experts in the digital currency industry say,
this system is way too complex for any human to invent. Therefore, they say, based on the evidence, only AI could have created it. Crowsource the truth, commentator number one, what we want to discuss is artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, an overview, what is the blockchain, why is it so important, cryptocurrency and artificial intelligence. You are the first person to tell me that you can't have one without the other. But I haven't heard anyone before our conversation earlier today, to link artificial intelligence to cryptocurrency. Commentator number two, that is because they don't understand transactional systems. Commentator number one, did you come up with this? Or have you heard anybody else talk about this? Commentator number two, no, I can show you the cryptocurrency that AI made to make this all happen. It's all out in public on GitHub. I was the 10th person in the world to fork it. Commentator number one, GitHub is a website where people share open source code? Commentator number two, it is where all the code in the world is stored. Pretty much. GitHub was funded by the Kushner Investment Group and then the original creators of Bitcoin are kept anonymous, so people don't find out who made it. If you do have a problem, you can't call them. Commentator number one, so let's get to how cryptocurrency is tied to artificial intelligence. Commentator number two, blockchain or cryptocurrency is a transaction database that you can't delete from. Commentator number one, well, we don't know who this Koshi and Komodo is. Commentator number two, or if the delete functionality is quite possibly one of the options for the backdoor in Bitcoin because it's a database that doesn't have delete, so if there is a super admin somewhere that could delete transactions and remove money that would be, I mean. Commentator number one, that sounds like a very good reason for people not to trust it. Commentator number two, we need to know who wrote Bitcoin, we need to see a face, we need to know where he went to school. We need to have a trust basis with the person who built the system that might be running our economy. Commentator number one, I feel the same way. Commentator number two, he's some secret programmer in the Bitcoin that all the elites know. Commentator number one, how does this not leak out? Commentator number two, that is the whole point, maybe it's an AI. Commentator number one, that is what I was going to say. The things that you were saying to me earlier, that you might feel like Bitcoin was created by artificial intelligence. Commentator number two, I believe it was. By artificial intelligence, for artificial intelligence, and then was modified by human beings. The technology, I have not been able to find a single person in the public space of computing, whether it be Hanson Robotics building the Sophia AI, or it be Peter Palantir with all his super nerds, or it be any person who graduated from Stanford in the last 20 years. I have literally only found two people in the entire world who have the skill to write Bitcoin. Commentator number one, so AI singularity occurs, and this AI will control all our resources. Commentator number two, yes. Commentator number one, the AI economy has arrived. Wow, I just don't think too many people even know about this. Commentator number two, no, it's the most important thing in the world and no one knows about it. I was the 10th person to click the fork button.
And now, you're the 11th. So, stir all this together and here's what you get. Right now, AI is poised to not only control all our finances on a global basis via banking, stock market, all our purchases, including the income we need to buy and sell, but now they're combining it with an AI-controlled digital currency. So now all that's left is to tie it all together, this digital electronic currency system, directly to each individual person around the planet. So how are they going to do that? Can you say the IBM video? Remember that one, with the guy walking through the store making purchases without money? This is exactly what they're pitching with this digital currency. Using a microchip in your body, just like the Bible said, that connects you to this global financial system, and as wild as that sounds, believe it or not, the elites admit this is exactly their plan.
Aaron Russo, the Federal Reserve System, bankers, have pretty much taken control of our government. It doesn't matter, Republican or Democrat anymore, because they are both the same. Neither one of them are talking about the big issues that face Americans. So, I had a friend, Nick Rockefeller. He was one of the Rockefeller family. And when I was running for governor of Nevada, he came to me and introduced himself through an attorney, and we became friends and started talking about things, and I learned an awful lot from Mr. Rockefeller. One of the things that we used to talk about was the ultimate plan of the banking industry, what they wanted to accomplish. The goals of the banking industry, not just the Federal Reserve System, but the private banks in Germany, England, Italy, and all over the world. They all worked together through central banks, and they were all part of the Communist Manifesto. Now central banking is one of the major planks of the Communist Manifesto. We talk about America being a capitalistic country, but at the same time, we have a central bank that plans everything for us, and the graduated income tax is another plank of the Communist Manifesto, right? So right there you have two major planks in the Communist Manifesto. They have been brought in because of the Federal Reserve System. So, the ultimate goal that these people have in mind is the goal to create a one-world government, run by the banking industry, run by the bankers. And they are doing it in sections, the European currency, or the euro, and the European Constitution is one part of it. Now they are trying to do it in America with the North American Union, right? And they want to create a new currency called the Amero. The whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips. There will be no more cash. And this is coming directly from Rockefeller himself. It's what they want to accomplish. All the money will be in your chips, and instead of having cash, anytime you have money in your chip they can take out whatever they want to take, whenever they want to. If they say you owe us this much money in taxes, they just deduct it out of your chip, digitally. Total control. And if you're like me or you, and you are protesting what they are doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food, you can't do anything, it's total control of the people.
Wow. It's also called, what the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago, the Mark of Beast system, and if you go back to our opening text, it doesn't sound like science fiction anymore.
Revelation 13:16-17. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
That system is right now being put into place as we sit here, with AI running the whole thing on the back end, on a global basis, to literally control all the buying and selling on the whole planet. Just in time for the 7-year tribulation. How much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun and it's a huge sign we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up! And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But, if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Don't go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?